Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Deacon Penny.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just gather together on this prayer line, Heavenly Father, that you set up. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word will go forth, and like you said, it will never return back void. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that the people who are on this prayer line, Heavenly Father, that they become hearers and doers of the word, Heavenly Father, and not just hearers of the word. Father, we thank you that you stop every distraction, Heavenly Father. Counsel me, come against, renounce any distractions against this prayer line. We thank you that this prayer line is covered by the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, while we listen in, Heavenly Father, and glorify you, and that we can be filled up with your spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday evening, and the Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune in to the entire church service live on that 916 number. Be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. They can also be written into our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in June, which will be June 11th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street. That's in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a continued reminder that we're still using Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and we're linked with the email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. I just thank God. I trust every Mother's Day was beautiful. I thank God for Proverbs 30 and 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. I thank God that this was the best Mother's Day that I've ever experienced, and I really experienced this verse. I just thank God for that. And because of that and your teaching on faith and my reading the word and doing the word, I'm going to run on because I know what the end is going to be. I'm really happy, and I thank God for the opportunity to testify about it. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Dockery. I just want to tell all the saints that I had a wonderful Mother's Day. I enjoyed being with Pastor yesterday. And Pastor, the words you spoke yesterday was such a blessing, so strong, so powerful. I just thank you so much for all you do for us and all the words you say for us and all the things that you honestly tell us what we need to do. And I just say again, thank you so much, Pastor, for being my pastor.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, it's Deacon Ray. I just want to thank God for giving me another year. He's blessed me with a lot of friends and family, new church family, and I'm just so grateful for everything that he's done in my life. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony?
Well, this is Sister Tamara, just piggybacking on what everyone has said so far. I'm just thankful to have been in the land of the living on Mother's Day and having a mother that's living on Mother's Day and a spiritual mother in our pastor as well, to be able to fellowship with her on Sunday, having her and my mother and my daughter. And I just thank the Lord for everything that he's doing, not just for me, but for all of us that are connected with this line worldwide. I thank the Lord that our pastor is obedient to his word and just applies the word to her life and prays us through everything that we come to her in prayer with. And so I just thank God that she's able to touch and agree with us here on the land of the living, and she abides by the word of God in doing that. So I just thank the Lord for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
I just want to thank God for Mother's Day. I thank God that my mother is still in the land of the living. And I know, Pastor, our spiritual mother, I know, Pastor, you probably got overwhelmed a little bit with the whole flowers. You look like a florist. But it felt so good to shower you with some love. So I just thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for all the things that you're teaching us in this ministry. And the blessings, you know, for everybody in this ministry. I've seen so many people, everybody who is attached to this ministry, whether they're still here or they've moved on, everybody has been truly blessed in this ministry. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony? Well, I have a testimony. I thank God for all of you, the online church that sent me greetings and email and all kinds of Mother's Day greetings. And I thank the church, those that was there on Sunday, how you loved on me, like Sister Penny said. It was just like I was walking into Rayleigh's Safeway for like a florist. And how you blessed me with your gifts and cards. And it was just so beautiful. I think my family did the same thing too. And I just thank you for your sincere love for me as a minister of the gospel, and I just have a spirit of gratitude. Thank you so much. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the word of God. Father, I thank you for your word tonight to bring revelation that is released by your anointing, God, and revealed to us by God. Anoint it, Father, so we can receive what we have need of by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn Galatians 3 and 29 and 1 Peter 1 and 23 and our last book, Isaiah 55 and 11. I'm going to go over those three books again. And Sister Tamara, will you read tonight, because Minister Jerome cannot get online tonight. That's what I was texted. Galatians 3 and 29, 1 Peter 1 and 23, Isaiah 55 and 11. When you get those three books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement to us who are part of the body of Christ and covenant with God because of Jesus and his sacrifice. And this is about the word of God. We were born by the word of God. It's a seed. The word is a seed. We were born by the word of God. And the word of God is in you as a seed. It can never be destroyed or damaged by any external condition. It always produces. You got to receive this tonight, because we go through so many things, we forget that the word of God lives inside of us. It's a seed. And it never can be destroyed or damaged, as long as it's living inside of you, by any external condition. It never stopped producing. It never, ever stopped producing. And it's a fruit that it's a guarantee to produce fruit after its own kind. And that seed produced everything. You must receive the thanks of God by faith, because we go through so much that we forget that The seed of the word lives inside of us. It's a seed that produces everything that you need in life. Come up in life, in godliness, in life. And unless that seed is planted in you, you get no harvest without a seed. And when the word of God is planted in you, when you have need of a harvest, you should expect it. Like Sister Shirley said, it was my best, the best Mother's Day I've had in life. It was the best. It was such a blessing with the saints of God, families that God has placed in my life, how we gathered together, we had brunch. It was such a blessing. And the word of God is a planted seed. And whatever you're going through externally, you should expect a harvest. A harvest, like you place apple seed or orange seed. That right seed can bring forth a harvest. Whatever you need in life. And what you do with the word of God, because the word of God is on the inside of you. It's scripture. It's in your heart. That's in Romans 10:8. He said, the word is nigh thee, even in our mouth, in thy heart. That is the word. It's in your mouth. You believe it. You say it in your heart. The word of God has to live in your heart, saints of God. And when it's in your heart, you agree with what the word of God says. Your spirit desire to please God. Because you are in love with God. When it's in your heart, you agree with God's word. Your heart is out to please God. Why? Because you're in love with him. And what happened? Because that word is planted inside of your heart. What happens? That word begins to grow. That word begins to mature. That word become like an anchor. You're not moved. That word is rooted inside of you. And that's when it's planted in your heart, saints of God. And so these external things we go through, it cannot stop what God's word says he must do for you in life. This is about life. This word produces everything in your life when it's in your heart. Isaiah 55:11, please.
Isaiah 55:11 reads,
yes.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper whereto I sent it.
Because the word is in your heart. God's word is created to bring life. It creates everything you externally need. Everything, every single thing. The word creates. God's word is in your heart. It achieves everything. It gives you all the benefits you need. It's a seed. And this word said, the word, which is a seed, he said, if I speak, it will not fail to do what I plan for it. It will do everything I sent it to do. When you have the word of God in your heart, it creates external things, things that you have need of in life. That means throughout your whole life, as long as you're in the earth, the word is a seed. If God speaks it, you can't do it. He speaks that word. He said, and his word will not fail. Whatever he has planned for that word to do, it's going to do everything he says because he sent it. It's in your heart tonight. And so when we're going through these external conditions, these things that seem like it's not nothing going to move, but that the word is in your heart. It's inside of you. What do? You apply it. You apply it. Why? Galatians 3:29, please.
3:29 reads, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Because you belong to Christ, you are the seed of Abraham, which received everything God had promised Abraham's seed. Everything that God promised Abraham's seed. God does what? He caused that to come to birth. Because you're Abraham's seed. It comes to birth. It brings conception. Because it's a plant. And like a seed is in the ground, the soils have to grow. It breaks up and causes something to come forth. The promises of God is over you if you belong to Christ through Abraham's seed. And what happened? That's a promised seed inside of you for life, saints of God. For life. I mean, it constantly operates. It's constantly working power. It constantly grows and is active. That's what life is. It operates. It's powerful. It constantly is in a process of blessing you. And so what am I saying tonight? When I'm going through anything external in this world system, there's some people don't understand it. They get depressed. They get oppressed. Are you real Abraham's seed? They get down and out. Instead of applying what that word says in that condition, external condition you are in, applying that word over that condition, saints of God. The word of God says in Isaiah 55, because he's already sent it, all you need to do is stand on what he has spoken. It will not fail. It will do everything that God has planned to do for your life as long as you're living in the earth. And it was a minute before I came to that revelation. But when I got it, I received it. I don't care what externally I'm going through, what condition I'm going through. I rest in the promises of God. I stand on the word that the word will go and attach itself to that thing that I'm going through in the earth. No matter what it is, in the earth, the word of God is a seed. It's a plant. It lives inside of you. It abides inside of you. It has set a resident inside of you. And so many people go through depression because they don't stand on what God said about his word. It's a seed that's been sent by God to dwell in you. It's there for every saints of God. But you have to do what? Believe. Stand on what God, agree with what God says to you about his word for your life. And what happened? You see, the Spirit of God goes into that place and calls everything to come in operation by the seed of the word. It goes in and it begins to produce everything that you have need of in life. 1 Peter 1 and 23, please.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
To the point. Through the living word of God, you have been born. Not a corruptible, talking about two seeds tonight. Not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which lives. It lives inside of you and abides forever in your heart. That word abides in you. That word continue. It doesn't die out. It causes you and I to survive in this world. It dwells in us. It's watch over us. It causes you to what? To persist, to endure. The word of God does this. And we're talking about two different seeds. We're talking about a corruptible seed and an incorruptible seed. And there's two seeds that live in people's heart. And that incorruptible seed is a seed that it does not decay. It's a faithful seed. It's sincere to God. It's dependent upon God. It's unwavering. It's an honest seed. It's a true seed. It's unchangeable. It's devoted to God. That's an incorruptible seed. It's a seed that's loyal to God inside of your heart. God reads the heart. People cannot read that. It brings forth fruit. What's inside the heart comes out of the mouth. And an incorruptible seed never decays, never inside of you. It's faithful to God. It's sincere to God. It's steadfast. It doesn't change no matter what you're going through. It's not wavering. It's devoted to God. But a corruptible seed, we're talking about two seeds tonight. It's not anchored. It's shady. It's uncontrollable. It's a wild seed. It's a seed that mistreats people. It's an oppressed people. It's a bad seed. It's crooked. It's a shady seed. It's not of God. It's full of, it's corrupt. It's evil. It's vile. It's oppressive. It misuses. It goes into a place and take advantage of people. That's a corrupt seed. And that seed does not do anything but fail, thanks to God. It failed, but when the seed, that righteous seed, that seed that God placed in you because you're Abraham's seed, this word is to encourage you tonight. Whatever external in life that we go through these external things continuously till we leave what? The earth. It's, the Bible said, man born of a woman, its seed is short and it's full of trouble. That's what it says in the book of Job. And so it means it's something you're always going through. So you're going to need the seed of the word that you have to stand on it. That means when you're going through health issues, finance, family, all kind of confusion around you, things that's depleted in your life, the word of God says in Philippians 4:19, you apply that word. God supply all your needs according to his rich glory by Christ Jesus. So externally, when whatever, I'm encouraging someone tonight who's so unsure, so unwavering. This is a promise God made in the book of Galatians about Abraham's seed. That the promise God made to Abraham, the generation that followed Abraham, who is a seed from God, he's going to take care of you throughout life. So what happens? Things go through, you go through things externally. All kinds of condition comes up. All kinds of reports. Needs need to be met. You need healing in your body. You need peace in your mind. Family's in disorder. Things falling apart. Your job. Mental disturbances, all kind of condition, external condition coming overwhelm us, saints of God. But when I found out the revelation of the word that it's inside of me, a good seed, a seed that's not corruptible, and that seed is activated in me as I stand on what? I agree with God's word because it's in my heart. I agree with God's word. I desire to please God. I'm in love with God. And when you're in love with God, you're loyal to God. That means you grow. You come into a place that you are not wavering. You're totally devoted to God. No matter what things you're going through. See, everything around us is temporary, but the word of God, it does not fade. It's for us throughout life, thanks to God. And the more you fall in love with God, the more you will stand on the power of his word, no matter what it appears and look like. See, God will give you a word at that time to keep you encouraged about your life. And then strong things begin to happen to my condition. Things begin to look really bad of going through. That's when you have that word in your heart, in your mouth. You must stand on the rhema word, thanks to God, now as never before. And what did that word do for you? Whatever condition you're going through, because that word is in you, it's a seed of life. It operates. But you got to stand on it because it's in your mouth, and in your heart, and you stand on what God says about his word, because it's in your heart, you agree with it. I'm going to give a testimony, but not too much details, because this person is deceased now. And there was a lot of controversy about their death. But this one, a young pastor in Merced, and that's been over 30 years. Anyway, someone told me about this young pastor. I mean, this young evangelist. He wasn't a pastor at that time. Young evangelist from South Africa. And they had just came into the country. And they were just getting started. They was, you know, new in the country. And so this person asked me to, would I give them opportunity to speak? I had never met the person. I just said yes. I was a young pastor too. And so this young man from South Africa, he came, and I was just surprised when he came in. Like a kid, like a teenager. He was about 22 or 23. And he was a white South African, blonde hair, curly afro. He spoke that 11 o'clock service. I'm going through the fire. This is a young man from Africa. And this young man spoke a rhema word to me. A rhema word, a stranger. And that strong condition was going, but I held on to that rhema word. And so God had me to pray for the young man, that God bless him, because he was so powerful. Just explosive word was down inside of the reins of his heart. And so he began to venture out, got on television, got in major arenas. God just used this young man, used him. And when the time or external condition will come against me, I stand on the word of God, what the prophet said from South Africa. Because it was a seed word that truly came to God, came from God, from his mouth, from my life. And that young man went worldwide. He went everywhere. He went to Ukraine. He went to Russia. He went all over the United States. He was just like a commodity. God blew. He just blew up. And I don't know what happened. But he died a young man. And they said many things. But I know God used that young man for me. And what am I encouraging you tonight? That the word of God, when he sent it, it creates life. It's achieved everything he sent it out to do. It's going to benefit you. It's a seed that will not fail. Because the plan for your life, it will do everything it's sent to do. External condition comes because we're in a world system. But when you stand on the word of God in your heart, in your mouth, abiding, set up resident, what you do? You apply it. The word was given out of that man's mouth by God. It was everything that had need of for life, because it was such a young pastor, a novice. And every time I would go through external condition, the word that he spoke into my life, I would apply it. Because it was sent to me by God through a human. And what you do, you rest, you begin to mature. Spirit of God is cultivating you. You're growing. And you're letting the word do operation on you, which is power. And what do? When external condition comes, you stand on the word of God. You're steadfast concerning the word of God. because the word of God is timeless. It's throughout eternity. Nobody can destroy it. Unable to be destroyed, saints of God. So this is for those that externally going through different conditions, situations, who have the incorruptible word inside of them. Truth, faithfulness, loyal to God, depending on God, steadfast and not wavering, not corrupt, not crooked, not wicked, not uncontrollable. Don't misuse the word. Don't mistreat people. Not for the pollution. That's corrupt. That's evil. But the incorruptible seed of the word of God is a word that does not decay. It abides in you, saints of God. And when external conditions come, I don't care what, you're standing on God's promises, because it's a promised word. It's a seed that brings forth birth, that creates, cause beginning. It conceives. It's a soil that brings forth a plant. It's a seed that goes into the soil and it grows. And that is for your offspring, for generation to come. The seed of the word. And so I'm to the point and I want to pray. But I know external condition comes to all of us. Things that on the word of God can stop and produce good fruit, meaning that it's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. The seed produces everything you need. Okay, what you're going through? For life. This seed is for life. It's eternal. It's timeless. It never stopped doing what it's supposed to do, saints of God. Just to the point. And you see so many things, just people are so wavering, so caught up in tangible things, so caught up in things that's not lasting, not eternal, just so into themselves. But one thing I do know, when external conditions come, you can rest in the power of the seed of the word that lives inside of you, in your heart. All you have to do is stand on it, agree with what God says about your condition, and you see the Spirit of God go in guaranteed and produce whatever you have need of in this life. Does not fail, will not fail, for the word creates. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? There isn't anyone in need prayer. Sister Dockery, I want you to place your hand on your head. I seen the spirit of tiredness over you after we left the restaurant. And I want to pray that tiredness and weakness will not come near you. And it's word. Isaiah 40:29, he gives power to the faint. Them have no might, he increases strength. So I'm praying for your strength tonight, sister. Father, in the name of Jesus, you revealed and you showed that to me, God, after we had dinner. A spirit of tiredness was all over her countenance. So I come by the authority of your word, God, Isaiah 40:29. You say you give power to the faint. To them have no might, you increase his strength. Father, you said in your word, in Psalm 127:2, you give your beloved sleep. I ask by faith in Jesus' name that when she retired to bed tonight, that God, the spirit of tiredness would loose her, that the spirit of God would strengthen her in her sleep, that she'll wake up refreshed. She'll wake up full of strength. Your hand must be stretched upon her, God, to revive her, to strengthen her. And I thank you tonight, Father Jesus, that your power take her body over and she come into a place in a state of being refreshed in her sleep and revived by the Holy Spirit. and the spirit of tiredness could not attach itself to her, that she would receive sweet sleep, good sleep, sleep that refresh, revive, and to heal. And I give you praise for doing it by your word, God, for your word creates. And I give you thanksgiving for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, this word is for your people tonight. Those have an incorruptible seed inside of them, upright seed, a faithful seed, sincere, placed in them by God, a seed of Abraham. And God has promised that seed shall be blessed. Father, I thank you for blessing that seed in Jesus' name. Whatever external they may be going through, God, that seed produce everything they have need of in life. Produce it, Father. You know what they have need of. You must produce it, Father Jesus. And I thank you tonight, God, whatever is lacking, and it needs to be produced by the seed of the word of God, I ask in Jesus' name that by your stripes they are healed. And everything that seed need to produce, you say, beloved, I wish above all things thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. That you will cause them to prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. And how the word of God says in Romans 8 and 12, he spared not his son, but delivered him up for us all, that he shall not hold anything for us, but freely give us all things. Give them all things they have need of in this hour in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight, God, that every need be met, every door be open, everything they need now, God, in this life, that these external conditions will not hinder them, that you produce by faith everything they need, God, in life, that the Spirit of God will go in and manifest it, cause it to be produced, cause it to be created, cause it to be birthed, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Break up every stony thing, God, that would desire to hinder, uproot by faith in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight, God, because there's a plan inside of them. It's anchored inside of them. It's attached to them. Father, I thank you tonight. The helper on the inside. Go now and do those things that they have need of. In this hour, that every strong condition comes subject to the word of God. For you said you should supply every need. And I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, to go forth and exercise your power, God. And I thank you for the things they have need of now. In this life, that God, your seed is inside of them, which is the word of God. And I thank you, God, that seed is inside of them, and they need to expect a harvest. God, I expect a harvest. Let them expect a harvest from God, the harvest they need right now in their life. In Jesus' name, and I thank you tonight, God, that nothing on earth can stop your seed from producing, because the condition of their heart is upright before God. I call them blessed. The favors of God is upon them. That the Spirit of God creates now. The creating power of the Word of God. Create for whatever they need, God. Supplied by faith. Let them begin to rest in the Lord. And begin to give God thanksgiving. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving by faith. It's done in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Stand. Expect a harvest. Stand on the word of God. It's in your mouth, in your heart. It's not corrupt. It's incorruptible. It's sent from God just for you, for your life, by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for listening. Amen. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515 515- 602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.